Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent and Hidden Killers contributor, joining us to discuss the future of Lori Vallow Daybell. She's set to be extradited down to Arizona by the end of the year to face charges of murder, conspiracy charges of murder against her ex-husband, Charles Vallow. With what we saw the other day, is this someone who should be standing trial again? I know the question of sanity has come up quite a bit with her. We even saw recently the real question of sanity in Wisconsin with that case and the woman who killed her boyfriend and then cut him up and all that. And she seemed completely gone, made Lori look like she was completely there. Is this someone who should be standing trial again? She's already in jail for the rest of her life. Obviously, there's a question of justice being served for those of Charles Vallow. But at the same point, is it worth it to put everybody through that again? The families that will have to relive all of that in a trial type setting for someone who will truly never, I think, grasp the gravity of her crimes.
Well, I have to believe the prosecution team in Arizona has spoken to the victim family that they have supported moving forward. I do agree that it really doesn't make sense because she's only facing conspiracy. She's not going to be facing the death penalty. So really, it would be, if she's convicted, just another possible life sentence.
Yeah.
And how many lives can, you know, be sentenced to? So from a practical standpoint, it makes no sense. But from a emotional standpoint, it does make some sense to me.
Sure.
That family wants to see her convicted of that murder as well.
Yeah, and they have every right to see that. I want to get your take on another thing that we saw at the trial the other day, and that would be the attorney's statement, her attorney's statement, right before she gave her own statement. I don't really know what happened there. It was very bizarre to me. I know he's there to vigorously defend his client, which I think can be argued that they didn't necessarily do in the trial phase of this, where they just kind of threw in the towel. But now at the very end, coming back with very audacious statements that Lori is all about love when it comes down to it, and that she was a great mother, and that the Lori that we see on TV is very different than who she really is. And people who truly know her, she know that she's about love. Was he trying to get invited in for a conjugal visit with Lori at some point, or what the heck was that?
Well, it was odd at best, and I really believe that perhaps because of how the trial was left, with not calling anybody, with having such a weak defense of her, that maybe this was his last hurrah, his last bit of showmanship of trying to provide not some defense, but some explanation, I guess, or something positive. But Tony, I took it the same way. It was just sort of gag me. It was hard to listen to. And I saw it as a showmanship move.
It felt like such overkill, quite honestly. What is the point of saying half of these things is what I was thinking. Like, this is really not going to make any difference with the judge of what's going on. These seem to be your own personal feelings about her, which if this is your judge of character and this is truly how you feel, you need a new compass. It was just very out there. I don't know. Is this a move that the attorney saw as, I have the national spotlight on me right now? Here's my time to shine. This is what's going to do it.
Well, I think if he did think like that, he wouldn't have said what he said, because that it was really rough and hard to listen to. It was just a moment, another moment in this trial / sentencing Lori Vallow case that just, you know, I think left everybody just shaking their heads. But anyway, he definitely was in the spotlight. He will go down as giving one of the most odd ever closing statements, or statements, I should say, in a sentencing that I've ever heard. I will say, though, Tony, behind the scenes, it's quite likely that they've had a lot of discussions about what would be said. And I could almost see her touches on that.
Yeah.
You know, that's how she wanted to be portrayed. And that perhaps she even asked him if he could give such a speech, if you will. So I kind of saw her touches on that.
It's interesting. An interesting way to look at it. I did not think of it from that perspective. But you're right. Her fingerprints were on that.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.